The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Have you ever been the crazy person in the relationship? The one where you're mad and the person that is your ex is like, I better run. You ever been on that side of it?
God, I hope not.
I mean,
I'm sure. I hope you're just finding out right now.
Yeah, no. I mean, I hope nobody tells the story saying that I was.
Do you ever flirt with it? Like maybe drive by a house and think about throwing a rock through the window or maybe burning the house down, anything like that, Steve?
I've done a drive-by.
Please say no.
I've done a drive-by because I thought that I was being cheated on.
Yeah. Everybody's done that like, at least once, right?
What, were they going to be cheating in the front yard?
Yeah.
Were you expecting to see the shadows scrumping in the window like
yeah,
every
exactly.
TV movie?
I mean, I've definitely been in that position before where you drive by and, not necessarily somebody in the window, but like, is somebody's car in their driveway or whatever? Yeah, I've definitely done that.
Well, 31-year-old Stephanie Carlquist of Lexington, Kentucky. So I want you to, as this is being described, I want you to understand that in her mugshot, Kelly, you've seen it. Steve, you've seen it, right? No,
I don't think I have. No.
Kelly, would you agree she's the happiest person you've ever seen?
Absolutely. Right? She is not remorseful at all.
No. You know, sometimes people get they get the mugshot and they look mad, but they smile. She didn't even look mad.
No.
She looks proud, happy, excited, willing to accept the credit for all that she has done.
Oh, that's how you know that she's the crazy one in the relationship. Yeah. If you're in a mugshot and you're thrilled with yourself.
I mean, I got to say, for whoever dates her next, this screams she'll do anything in bed.
Oh, probably. Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's true or not.
Tell her where you live.
But that's what the impression is. So here's what she did. She and her significant other had a pretty big fight.
Okay, that happens.
Yeah. And afterwards, she slashed one of his tires. Now, you're probably saying, Freebird, that's not good.
It's not cool.
But that's not worth all of the ballyhoo that you have leading into this. That was just getting started. There was a second fight where she went on to smash his windshield, crack his rearview mirror, destroy his radio.
Oh, man.
Fill his vents with glitter.
Oh no.
And salt his gas tank.
Oh, wow. I mean, she destroyed it. She totaled the car.
They did.
I've heard of sugar in the gas tank. Does salt do the same thing?
I'm not sure.
I mean,
I know sugar, like, it, like, liquefies, but it's kind of like a gel almost.
Well, salt's corrosive. So yeah. I'm sure once that's inside the lines like that, I mean, that's all over. You got to replace the whole fuel system. And then if it gets into the engine.
You're right about her mugshot. She looks thrilled.
Yeah, she is happy. She's got a wonderful smile.
Yeah. Very attractive.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's crazy in there. You can see it.
Well,
you can see the crazy.
What if you saw her and the background wasn't a mugshot background where it has a county logo and height? If it was just, if she was standing in front of a beach, you wouldn't say she's crazy.
That's not a crazy place to stand. But so it would be a little less likely to notice it. But
they estimated that it would cost $12,460 to fix everything.
Yeah, that sounds, I believe that.
For some reason. Well, this just illustrates the crazy, not for some reason, because she was bonkers. When the tow truck driver showed up, she was there and said, "I did this." Bold move, Stephanie.
Okay.
She also fessed up in text to her boyfriend later on and claimed she did it because she's stressed out and pregnant. It is not clear if he's the father or not. One would assume so. Otherwise, this is just misaligned estrogen,
I
guess.
Why would they were fighting?
She admitted to police that she broke the windshield and put glitter in the vents, but tried to claim that some of the other damages were because he was overdue for an oil change.
That's how the radio screen cracked. Okay. I've had that happen before.
Yeah, that's it.
Yep.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, one time my tire PSI was a couple pounds too low, and the whole back half of my car fell off.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to be careful with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I've been a couple of weeks late for an oil change before, and the insurance company said, I think we should total it.
This text said what a lot of people would think if they met someone like this, man or woman. I can fix her.
No, thanks. Do not tell her where you live.
But there are people that have crazy moments that end up not being crazy. A weakened moment where somebody has driven. And let's be fair, as you've gotten, I would have chalked this up to just that woman being crazy when I was younger. Like, oh, she lost her mind. I bet she's always like this. But the fact of the matter is, some people are really good at driving others crazy. Now, I'm not victim blaming this guy, but let's be honest. There are some victims who have been instigating for a long, long time. And when they finally push that person over the edge, a lot of the people that were close to the situation go, I can see why she did that.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's the case here.
No, but I mean, I consider myself a usually pretty calm and measured person. And I have absolutely become a lunatic before.
You have.
In just certain moments where you're just like, man, it's one thing after another. The buttons get pushed and you just lose your S for a little while and you go, oh, man.
What is the most lunatic thought you've had that you didn't act on? Does anything come to mind?
The most lunatic thought I've had? I've had the most lunatic thoughts. I mean,
run someone off the road?
Oh, sure.
Put a firebomb in their car?
Definitely.
Push them into the street in front of traffic?
Absolutely.
This is all scary. Were any of them about me?
And I think, honestly, I think anybody
yes,
who is
right now.
I think anybody who has ever said that they've never had like a crazy thought like that is a 100% flat out liar.
You think you mean the intrusive thought?
Yeah, thought. I mean, because people have thoughts. It means what sets you apart from an actual lunatic or a maniac is the acting on it part.
Well, that is true.
I mean, you know, we've all thought, gosh, I wish I could just do this to that guy or do the, you know, whatever. But you don't because you're not crazy.
Maitland, have you ever thought that? Do you wish I could just push the stranger in front of cars like Hot Wings does?
Maybe not that far, but I thought lunatic things, like doing lunatic things to myself. Like, oh, if I just smack my car into this guardrail and maybe break a leg or something, at least I could catch a damn break.
I still get a couple days off from work.
Yeah,
I remember being so tired driving to work. I'm like, if I get in a wreck, at least I can sleep till the authorities get here.
Right?
Yeah. Right? I mean, I bet a lot of people have had that thought. Like, I'm not going to fall asleep on purpose, but if I do, hope I drive straight in that
sleep
ditch.
So well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Break a leg to catch a break. Bold move.
Yeah.
I mean, if it works, I suppose that's the case. This text, my ex-wife put raw spoiled fish and cracked eggs into her boyfriend's car in high school. I never saw the crazy, but she was at some point, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Teenage girl is a whole different kind of hormonal time. My older sister was like that. Like, she was like, my younger sister was so chill all the time, but my older sister was like that stereotype of the over-the-top high school girl with the hormones. I mean, it was like everyone was on eggshells in the house all the time. She's very cool now. I mean, once she got into her 20s and like through college, like, and she totally mellowed out. But
got it out of her system.
Maitland and Kelly, how do you feel about Hot Wings' theory that the hormonal teenage girl is a whole world problem?
I mean, trying to figure out your hormones as a teenager is, it's a crazy time.
I would suspect it is harder for women, sincerely.
100%. That's why I say it's a stereotype. Stereotypes usually have a basis in something. It's because a lot of people had the crazy older sister or the crazy ex or something in those years.
Well, I think grown men have their own hormonal like crash outs, but theirs happen when they're 60 years old and their testosterone is plummeting.
Yeah, we have a midlife crisis.
Yeah, and then they freak out and, you know, type in all caps on social media.
Yes. Yeah.
I specific. Think they can run an entire country.
Yeah, that can happen.
Yeah.
That can happen.
And lots of things in between, I suppose. Well, someone said all Stephanies are crazy. I can't back that up.
I also can't disagree.
I mean,
maybe they, have you ever known a Stephanie that wasn't crazy?
No.
Really?
No.
I mean, you certainly put it on. There's a, I mean, I don't know where on the list, but on the list for sure.
I knew two in college. They both seemed like they could have done some crazy things if they were wronged. As an adult, I've known one. She didn't seem crazy. She seemed very normal.
I'm pretty
sure the two college ones, the one always gave a vibe like, you are mean.
Pretty sure there's
very mean.
Nicki Minaj song where she says like Crystal Methany. Mm-hmm. Stephanie.
Stephanie, oh, I mean, check in, please.
Yeah, if that's your nickname, then you would definitely are.
Crystal Methany. Yeah, not getting a lot of those texts.
Might be a red flag.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.